I wanted the ball in my hands with a minute left.
Touchdown! It's Rick Taylor!
A special performance by Brett Favre.
The countdown is on.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to our final installment of Countdown to Favre. Number one, Favre's greatest game. Larry, it's December 22nd, 2003, Monday Night Football in Oakland. And it's not just the performance, but the circumstances along with the performance that make this one unforgettable.
Absolutely right, Mike. And the circumstances were the day before, Brett learns that his dad, Irvin, has died. And there's talk whether he's going to play or not and so forth. Brett addresses the team, very emotional situation the night before, and he's going to go play. And he has said he was nervous before the game, beyond nervous, and just doesn't know how it's going to go. And as the history books show, it went incredibly well.
Favre has time, waiting, looks, rainbows deep down the right sideline.
Yes!
Ferguson over the shoulder, catch. Favre fakes the handoff, bootlegs right, throws the right side of the end zone. Got Walker, touchdown!
I tell you, it seemed as though the rest of the Packers team, especially his receivers, they weren't going to drop a pass. They were going to grab every single one, no matter the coverage, no matter the play. I mean, Javon Walker catches one between a couple guys for a touchdown. Wesley Walls makes an incredible diving catch in the end zone. Just an otherworldly performance.
Yeah, and that was the thing that stayed with me long after that night, is the way Brett's teammates rose to the occasion, doing the things you just mentioned. The way they rose up, the way they rallied around that guy, which said so much about how they felt about him. And you talked about the other performances and guys rising up, and that's what I'm talking about. However, we should go back and talk about some of the numbers Brett put up that night.
Yeah.
First half, he completes his first nine passes. For the half, he goes 15 to 18, 311 yards, four scores. Eight of the completions are 20 or more yards.
We are seeing a special performance in this first half tonight by Brett Favre and his receiving corps.
That's what legends do like that, and nobody would have blamed Brett Favre if he didn't play. Nobody would have blamed Brett Favre if he played poorly. But he goes out and plays the game of his career. What a moment in Brett Favre and Green Bay Packer history.
And that's a wrap on Countdown to Favre. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and stay tuned to Packers.com for our coverage of the Packers Hall of Fame induction and number four jersey retirement ceremony.